Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Come on, baby, we better make a start. Welcome back. 17 Till, that's Christy McVay bringing us back. She's one of the lead singers, one of the founders of that great band Fleetwood Mac, Christy McVay. 17 Till, did I say that? I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? Well, anyway, I got it twice there. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Promise I'll only say that once, but I hope you check it out. And if you don't, I'll have to say it again. So small business, no, I won't do it. Okay. Pat Sigmund is with us. Pat's our good friend. She's our profit expert. We're talking about how to you know, whether to believe your own eyes when you're seeing things happening positively in your business. She's the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. Pat, I want to talk about the emotional side of this. How do you believe your own eyes? I've come up with a little bit of a formula for how the economy responds to news. I've just come up with it today. I want to see what you think about it. If we have a 2% growth economy and there's positive things going on around us, we're not worried about Europe, we're not worried about, you know, Washington's not talking like, you know, like business is ugly and bad, and Wall Street's not trying to cheat us out of our money. If there are positive things going on, a 2% economy can become a 3% economy just on the faith and the confidence of things. But if we have a 2% economy, which I think is what we have right now, I think we have a 2% economy, 2% growth economy right now. But because we have all those negative things going bump in the night, our confidence is low, our attitude is a little scared, and so that 2% becomes a 1% economy. What do you think?
Well, I don't know those numbers. You obviously do.
No, I'm
but
just,
I agree 100%.
I just came up. Never mind the numbers. Don't you believe that we can talk ourselves into growth and we can talk ourselves out of growth? We don't believe our own eyes?
Well, I feel exactly the same, and so many people I know do right now. I think in my own computer business, sales are up. Okay. But do I think that that's going to be the case from now until the end of the year or through next year? No, I think. And why? Because I'm reading the news and seeing
It very well may be, you don't have confidence in that.
No.
And
I
so
have no confidence.
So what I'm getting at, Pat, and this is the point I wanted to get to and to get you to address, isn't it time for Main Street small businesses to start believing their own eyes and quit thinking about let's get our confidence, let's get our attitude, let's get our energy from ourselves and from our neighbors, not from Washington or Wall Street or Europe. What do you think?
Well, I don't trust that either. I mean, how can we ignore what's going on? We've just lived through such a bad time, and there's chaos going on. So we don't know what's going to happen. And I watched people on the news show the other day, and they said some large repeat serial entrepreneur types, very wealthy people, and they were saying, what would make you invest in, you know, opening whatever it was, Applebee's or whatever the place was? And they said that the health care was resolved. I mean,
exactly.
It's on and on and on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, Pat, here's the thing. Here's what I just really believe that if we're what you and I are trying to do is help this small business owner who actually is growing, like your computer business, as you were saying, it actually is growing. Maybe we should say, okay, I can't ignore those other things, but I'm going to start believing my own eyes in my world, in my little economy right here around me. I'm seeing positive things. I'm going to focus on that. I'm going to start believing that, and maybe not step out a full, maybe not take a full step forward in confidence, but maybe not take a step backwards. Maybe take a little baby step forward, and inch by inch, Pat, I think that we can this Main Street, which creates over half of the U.S. economy, Main Street, we could do a lot to turn this thing around. What do you think?
Well, I definitely believe in baby steps, and that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm advising my clients to do. Take the steps, but make them reversible. Make them, like, take the steps.
Right.
But don't immerse yourself in the mud.
What would be an example of a baby? What would be an example of a baby step that you would ask them to do? You would recommend they do?
Well, like hiring part-time people instead of full-time people, or engaging freelancers instead of hiring two or three new employees that you would have to invest a lot of money in, and then maybe lay them off.
How about adopting more cloud computing and less fixed base programs?
Exactly, taking your redistributing, like what people are doing, as I was saying before, and maybe using managed service to take care of your equipment, using cloud software to take care of your salespeople instead of buying, you know, $20,000 worth of software that you keep in house. All of those tiny things, outsourcing. You can outsource. You can even hire C-level people.
Right. Maybe if you've gotten to a certain level, instead of buying new computers, you switch to server based. You go from peer to peer to server based. What do you think?
Yeah. And I'm thinking, you know, you need controller help. You go to an agency and have someone for 2 days a week instead of
there are several
all of these types of things.
There are several CFO for rent. There are several executive for rent organizations out there, aren't there?
Yeah, there are. And also increasing spending your money that you have, the little extra that's coming in, on marketing. You know, making sure you have your blog.
That's a good example of something to have a little confidence in, isn't it?
Yes. That's a good example.
Maybe you don't take a baby step on marketing. Maybe you take a full step. See how that does. Test it, folks. You know, ladies and gentlemen, small business owners, Main Street folks, we've got to, you've heard me say this before, we have to take back our economy from Washington and Wall Street. We can do it. I believe we can do it. Tintail, right back with Pat Sigmund.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.